So you ready to change your life? You ready for a second chance? You ready to bring true purpose and meaning to yourself and others? Well, welcome home. Let's get started. Welcome, welcome, welcome back everyone to the Organize Your Purpose podcast, a place where we are just getting our lives together. And I want to give a special reminder, a special shout out about the 52-week challenge that we are participating in. So that is at the Patreon community, and it is patreon.com/Reiki Healing Hope. And what we're doing is we're mastering 1 to 2 things this year. And so we're holding ourselves accountable. We are accountability buddies, and we are doing strategic sessions and things like that. So there's no particular goal you have to have. It's just your goal. And consolidate. Don't come over here with 15 goals, baby. Just come with 1 or 2. And my goal is to get as many people as possible to the finish line. It is not about doing these really, really, you know, big outcomes. Though I hope that that's what you feel. What I'm more worried about is that you just get there. Because I think if you can get there, you can take it to the next level and you can believe that it will work out better and better. Okay, so welcome to the podcast. And today we are going to be working on, well, kind of with the whole working thing, understanding things or going from the approach of working smarter, not harder. I'm gonna say it one more time. Working smarter, not harder. Now, it is a concept that I am sure you have heard of before. You know, like I said before, my grandma used to say, ain't nothing new under the sun. I feel like all my grandmothers said that. Ain't nothing new under the sun. So there's no need to reinvent the wheel, okay? What's missing from, or the puzzle piece that's missing from your approach in order to reach your goals, it's probably something that others have already figured out many ways, and you might be waiting for that one, you know, that one smoking gun, that one thing that, you know, you feel like once you align to it, everything will make sense. And it's not that at all. You shouldn't do things based off of your mood. You should do things based off of what is realistic for what you can get accomplished. And that's how you work smarter and not harder, because the moment that your mood changes, the moment that you don't feel like doing something, then you kind of take all the wind out of what's happening. So in order to work smarter and not harder, understand that just mindlessly working or just overworking yourself does not get you to the goal faster. It probably will take you longer to get to where you want to go. Working smarter means you consolidate, you get to the one big goal. So if you have like 5 things you want to do, what do they all have in common? Well, they make me feel good. I believe that it's going to make me feel better. Okay, well then that's the real goal. How do I feel better? Instead of doing all of these unnecessary things to get to an outcome, go straight there. Say your goal has to do with money. Now, if you have like a practical, straightforward goal, which is, I want to save money for our house. Okay, that makes sense. But if your money goal is related to, ooh, I want to have financial security, I want to feel secure, that's different. You can feel secure and find financial security in your life now. You can't live above your means. And you can choose to react to confusing or new or unknown financial situations in a new way. You can have it now. Now, I am not saying do not go after your financial goals, but what I am saying is that the more that you are aligned with what you truly want, the easier you will be able to flow in the direction that you need to go in. So just sit with that for a second. Sit with that for a moment. Now, moment's over. Seconds are done. We are now talking about, well, how do we switch this? How do we change? Sometimes when you work, it can be a distraction so that you don't have to deal with the reality of how things are. But when you really think about what you want and slow down, just really slow down on your approach, slow down on trying to just run to the finish line. understand that there's a bigger journey at play and you're getting a lot out of it. Our soul is here to learn lessons. It is a part of our karmic mission for you to realize what is the purpose of this life for you, and also for you to know that you are in control most of the time. So if that is all true, regardless of whatever situation that you are in, you can make high level decisions, plans, and moves. So do it. So take this moment right now to just think of one thing. What is one thing that you want, that you feel like would bring so much value to your life? Now, I want you to get down to the core. If you took that thing that you want, if you took it away and you went all the way down to the core, how can I figure out how to feel like I have this now in the life I have now? What could you do? First thing, you can, if it's money related or career related, you can stop worrying about money. I know that's, you know, easier said than done. And I'm not telling you do not take actions in order to get more money or things like that. I look at it like this. Don't worry about money. Just take the actions you need to take. You get to choose how you react to it. So many people, though, will use those reactions as a means of motivating themselves. That's why they start having this very weird energetic relationship with money. That money creates discomfort. Money is uncomfortable. Money is shrouded with all of this weird energy. No, we put that on it. Instead, disconnect. I am abundant. I have everything I need. My resources are overflowing today, as well as they will be overflowing tomorrow. And move from life like that. Let's move on over to health. So maybe it's health. You want to be healthy. You want to approach health. Okay. So think about it from the perspective of, I am a healthy person. So I make decisions based on being this healthy person. So every decision I make today will reflect the healthy person I am. So you're no longer thinking about, okay, once I get to blah, 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 blah. No, you're healthy now. You have made a decision right now that you are going to be healthy. And any decision that you make, you get to choose the standard of health, whatever health is for you, and you make decisions now so that you can reap those benefits now. It's accessible to you now. You didn't have to buy any plan. You didn't have to go to any expensive doctor. You can start to experience that benefit now. And as you continue to go along in your journey and you need to come up with some new ideas for plans or go to an expensive specialist, you will be more prepared to take that on than if you are nervous or scared or feeling like, oh, is this really going to work? Feel good now. How you react to things really colors how many chances you take in your life. Just remember, the younger you are, the more you should and the more you do take risks. And then the older you are, you start to realize all those times that you stumbled or maybe you stayed somewhere way too long. So you don't maybe leap as far as you used to, or rightfully so, you may have responsibilities. You can't do that in the way that you did it before. Regardless, how you react matters. The habits that you are establishing now will feed the motivation of your future self. So you cannot be selfish and only focus on this moment. Think about the next moment. And when I say think about the next moment, I don't mean to get to overthink. I'm just simply saying that every pattern that you do right now, which is an action today, creates the process of the future. So if you happen to have relatively good health and you're at a financial state that you're like, okay, I'm okay for where I'm at, then now is a perfect time to start to create better patterns surrounding those kinds of topics. Now, say it has something to do with love. So I'm giving you kind of the big things that people are connected to. Say it's love. So first and foremost, you cannot believe, oh, because it hasn't happened now, it'll never happen. When I say that, in my early 20s, that was probably the biggest mistake that I ever made, was just assuming that because my end was not there in the moment, that it wouldn't come. And I knew rationally that didn't make any sense at all. But in that moment, you want it now. You want to start to experience that now. But there was so much more of life I needed to live before I could even be a good partner. I needed to get to know myself. I needed to date. I needed to date many people in order to know what I liked, what I like to give. How can I be a good partner? How can I expect and vocalize what I need from a partner? All of that had to happen. Now, shoulda, coulda, woulda, doesn't really matter now. I'm happy and I have a wonderful partner. But when I look at it, just know that no matter if you, whatever age you're at, the partner that you want, if that's something you want, is right around the corner waiting for you. They working on their shit too. You may not want them now. You may not want them now. They may not even be ready for you. And this is my cheat code, especially when it comes to dating. Baby, you can wait for your person, but you don't gotta wait alone. You can wait for your person, but you can have fun along the way. And maybe fun is, you know, you're kicking it with your friends, you're having a good time, you're enjoying your traveling. You're not really worried about checking in with someone all the time or, you know, whatever. Whatever that is for you, it can come to be. It's going to happen. And just know the older people get, the more they want that stability. The younger people are, they may not want that stability. So forcing someone into that is not smart. And it's inevitable. It's inevitable. Child, do not feel like you gotta make those huge life decisions in your 20s. It's not needed. It's not needed. Just go through it, experience life, but get to know yourself. And the most important love during that time, and you know, now currently as well, is self-love. I say it all the time. If you want the love of your life to show up, treat yourself better. If you want the love of your life to magically appear, treat yourself the way that you want that person to treat you. That person can never treat you as well as you treat yourself. Just understand that. So if you're pouring into yourself, if you're saying, oh, I love you every time you see yourself, or you are giving yourself compassion, hey, you know, today was a tough day, but we're going to figure it out. That is what you are displaying to others to treat you. So people who are not at that level, they don't even feel like sticking around. I'm telling you. They do not even feel like sticking around. They may like you, you may like them, but as soon as you are treating yourself with such high value and high worth, they might just disappear. And what people unfortunately do sometimes is they lower their value in order to keep a certain person. Instead of requiring that person to rise to the occasion, they lower themselves. Don't do that. They're great, but better is around the corner. Let me tell you something. There is no one that is going to be too fine, too smart, too paid, you know, to put up with mess. Okay? No one. No one at all. Better is always around the corner. And the things that you're looking for externally, you need to be right with yourself internally first. That is how you will be able to receive. They will come to you. And I'm telling you, the happier you are, the quicker love will show up in your life. People like happy people. People do not want to be around people who are serious all the time. And if they do, it's because they're serious. life is already serious. Just try to have as much fun as you possibly can. And you know what? Don't rush into things, because then you have so many good stories. Me and my partner sit and talk about all of our funny dating stories, and it is a hoot. And I cannot imagine not being able to have that experience. You know, those experiences that in those moments, oh, made me sad, made me cry, made me angry. Now, I mean, it makes the story so good. You know, someone tells you a story and you got a good story to you, like, Let me tell you how it really is. They have me all the way messed up that day. Bop, 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 bop. Look, okay? So you get to a point where you enjoy it. And if you're already there, start to look at these old stories in a really funny way and feel good about yourself. I don't want you to say, oh, I'm going to feel good about myself when I look different or when I have this different financial means or when I did. No, feel good about yourself right now. There is someone for everybody. I feel like there are many people that could possibly, you know, fit with you and work out. If there's like, what, 7 billion people, 7 billion people, and you think that there's not one for you, okay, stop feeling yourself like that, okay? There's many people that could probably be perfect for you, but you gotta love yourself better than anything you ever expected for someone else to love you. So that was, you know, my other thing of working smarter and not harder. And then one thing that I would also bring out is the spiritual aspect, the connectedness to life. You know, if you've been feeling sad and, you know, maybe today is, you have this reason today or next reason, tomorrow has a different reason, regardless, just know that you have to love life. And sometimes you have to beat to your own drum. So if you're forcing yourself to live a half life, that's what I call it. If you're forcing yourself to live a life you do not want, you're not going to feel better trying to get to wherever that thing is. You have to live this life based off of what you want. You have to. What is the point of doing this without it? You have to do it. I'll say two things. First thing is choosing how you react to things. And the second thing would be just to take your time, find what makes you happy and be okay with that. Be okay with the fact it doesn't have to make sense to anybody except for you. If you want to collect cards, if you want to collect rocks, if you, like me, enjoy esoteric philosophical conversations all day, do that. When I say that my everyday life, I don't know, besides people on the internet, I don't know a lot of people that live a life like mine. But this is the type of life that I wanted to live. And it gives me purpose every day. And I have the same, you know, feelings that everybody else feels. Sometimes I'm nervous. Sometimes I'm excited. Sometimes I'm bored. Sometimes I procrastinate. Sometimes I feel really motivated, all of these things. But what I realized was every decision I make in the life that I live now is living out what I want from this life. I made a decision to connect my soul with the work that I do. Now, everybody doesn't have to do all that. But just know that however you describe the universe, however you describe it, you want to say God, universe, you want to call something else, whatever, that's on you. That's your business. However you see this universe, I believe that we are all just energy, energy having an experience. And if we're energy, we have to be responsible for our energetic states. Doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time. But it does mean you have to check yourself if you're being too pessimistic, or if you decide that you want to give up on something that's important to you because you're trying to make other people happy. And also, you know, listen to yourself when you need a break, when you need a rest, when you need to clear the chatter, because we live in the age of information, baby. We get a lot of information and that can cause a lot of confusion. There's a lot of misinformation too. Slow down. You don't have to take all of it in. And you know me from social media, but even I limit the amount of social media that I take in because you can really get lost. And I hope that when you engage with me on social media, that it feels grounding. It feels not like everything else, but something that brings you kind of back to reality, brings your soul back into your body, gives you a feeling of power and that you can do it and you can make it happen. And the last thing I will say about working smarter and not harder is to simplify everything. Instead of trying to be a world-class dancer, a world-class architect, someone who is a artist who paints street murals, who is nationally known, instead of trying to live 15 lives at the same time, just choose one thing and do it well. Oh, that sucks. Now I can't live out. Da, da, da. You know what? You got some dreams and goals within you that you've had since you were younger. So why don't you do that? because any person can show you their life and how successful it is. And now you caught the bug. You want to do what they do. No, do what you do. Do what makes you happy. Because when you do what makes you happy, you'll be able to do it even when, you know, things are exciting, things are boring, things are going well, things are going challenging, whatever that is. Do that. You're going to get a lot more out of it. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I really, really encourage you to join the 52-week challenge. Whenever you hear this, just hop on over to the Patreon community, patreon.com/ReikiHealingHope. And of course, that's probably where you know me from. And we are getting to the other side of our goals. We're making it work. We're making it happen. We're showing up. We're adjusting. We're pivoting when we need to. But we're going to get to the end, because you want to go, you know, fast, you can go by yourself. But if you want to go far, you have to go with others. And so our goal is to get far. Our goal is to take our time and get there. So I hope you got a lot out of this episode, and I can't wait until next time or next week. See y'all. I've been, you know, doing my thing. I'm your weekly baby. But yes, I will see you next week. Bye. I am so grateful. I do not take it for granted that you took your time out and you listened and you vibed with me. If you had any feelings that came up like, oh, I resonate with that, reach out to me. Let's keep the conversation going. My intention is to inspire you to be your authentic self and build community around those superstars out there. You doing the damn thing. And making an impact, regardless of if it's big or small, you matter and you are valued. So make sure you big yourself up first and continue to come back to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you go to listen to get your inspo. I'm on it, child. So I'll see you next Monday.